Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 121. The hills? God. Now what do I mean? Well, let the psalm speak for itself. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? That's how the psalmist starts. The psalmist needs. He's in trouble. And he's looking for help. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Does it come from the hills? Will I find it in the hills? Where will I find it? Verse 2 is categorical. My help doesn't come from the hills. My help doesn't come from any other place but one. My help comes from the Lord. The hills? No. God himself is my help. My help comes from the Lord. And this is what the psalm is about. He will not this. He will do that. He watches over you. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is this. The Lord will do that. The Lord will watch over you, and so on and so on. Does he want protection? The Lord. Does he want help in this matter or that? The Lord. Does he want deliverance in this circumstance? The Lord. Is he in this need? Then look to the Lord. The Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord will not let your foot slip. He watches over you, and he will not drop off to sleep and forget you. And so, whether it's night or day, whether it's sunny or wintry, it doesn't matter. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will watch over your life, both now and forevermore. The Creator, verse 2, the Maker of heaven and earth, he's always awake. He's always watching. He's always caring. He's always protecting. And this is the psalmist's experience. He's tasted it, he's felt it, he's known. So he preaches it. And he wants the people to sing it. He wants the people to hear it. And he wants the people to experience it. He's assuring them that it is so. Look to the Lord. That is my testimony, he says. I was reading earlier today of King Asa. And for a long time he did so much that was good. He looked to the Lord, and in great difficulty fighting against Israel, he still overcame. And then he changed. He was in trouble, and he looked where? To foreign powers to help him. He looked to other men. He looked to this and that, and God rebuked him. He forsook the Lord. He forgot the Lord. He turned away from the Lord. And yet he'd started by trusting the Lord. So as a word for me as a believer, look to the Lord. You look to the Lord for salvation. Look to the Lord for protection. Look to the Lord for deliverance. Keep looking to the Lord. Not anywhere else. Not man. Not schemes. Not plans. Not clever ideas. Look to the Lord. Unbeliever, look to Christ. Don't look anywhere else. Don't look at church. Don't look at learning the faith, as it were, and understanding it and be able to answer the questions. Don't do that. Look to Christ. Trust Christ. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The hills? No. God himself. May we live to prove it, brother. May we live to prove it, sister. An unbeliever, may you live to prove it. May you say, I looked unto him, I called upon the name of the Lord, and true to his word, the Lord heard me and answered me. Then you too will be able to give your testimony. You too will be able to sing. You too will be able to preach this. The hills, man, schemes, plans, no. God, and God alone.